This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, my name is Angela Hill. I am the CEO and founder of Insitrio, a branding and marketing agency based in Solana Beach, California.
How are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
So I've been involved for many years working as a marketing EIR, where I support startups with putting together their pitch deck, as well as helping them to define their marketing strategy, figure out what is the best way to communicate the product or service that they offer, helping them to identify their ideal customer archetypes, differentiate appropriately from their competition, and ultimately effectively communicate both verbally in writing and visually via their pitch deck to potential investors.
Angela, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
So I think the biggest challenge that most founders have is that they're very brilliant at what they do, but they have a hard time explaining it to potential customers and to potential investors. And oftentimes what happens is when they first start their companies, they have this belief of if you build it, they will come. And so they create this amazing product or service that definitely solves a problem, meets a need that many customers and clients have. And then they get discouraged and frustrated that they've built this amazing thing and then they aren't seeing the kind of return on revenue immediately that they believe they should be getting. And so oftentimes that's where they turn to someone like me as an EIR to help them figure out, have they taken the right path? Have they communicated effectively? Have they positioned themselves correctly in order to be able to accomplish their revenue goals for their company?
Angela, what advice would you like to share with other EIRs?
Well, the best advice that I can give is to take a step back and really do the work, the thinking work up front in terms of marketing fundamentals. So many founders and CEOs have a tendency to get sidetracked with shiny objects or what they believe based on other competitors in their industry is the best way to market their product or service. And my advice to them would be, don't get distracted by that and really do that initial work up front, you know, whether it's marketing or it's finance or it's HR operations. If you stick with the fundamentals and you build the right foundation from the start, then later you have the freedom and flexibility to experiment with other tactics and strategies, knowing that you've done the foundational work first. So a really good metaphor that I like to use is it's important to know where you're starting and where you're going in order to get there as fast as possible. If you are in San Diego and you're trying to get to New York, but you're currently headed towards Florida, it doesn't matter how hard or how fast you push, you will never get to New York unless you make a course correction. And so being willing to take a step back, analyze, honestly assess where you are in terms of performance and what you've accomplished and where you really want to go can mean all the difference in actually getting to your final destination quickly and effectively.
And where can we learn more about entrepreneurs in residence and your work as an EIR?
Well, I would invite you to connect with me on LinkedIn, Angela Hill at Insitrio, or you're welcome to connect with me and find out more via my website, insitrio.com. Being a supportive member of the community is core to who I am as an individual. And so I'm always happy to meet with other EIRs and other emerging entrepreneurs to provide guidance and point them in the right direction, because I know how hard and frustrating it can be to spend all of your time and money running as fast as you can in the wrong direction.
Did you want to spell the company name?
Sure. It's Insitrio. I, N as in Nancy, C as in cat, I, T as in Tom, R as in Robert, I, O as in opera.com.
Thank you. Well, thanks, Angela.
Thank you for having me.
For more about this, visit EIRpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.